Blog Talk Radio.
You say you wanna go and find a brand new home. Honestly, baby, I don't think that's wrong. If you wanna leave, baby, please, that's fine by me. Fine by me. Last few months, the spark has been gone. Been feeling this way, baby, for I don't know how long. If you wanna leave, baby, please, that's fine by me. Fine by me. I look at our picture and I shake my head. I love that once lived, it's not sure dead. If you wanna leave, baby, please, fine by me. Oh yeah.
Ivories, yes. This is a product of Damon Network, and this is the ONE Host Intern Show, and I'm your host, Jimmy Black. On air now from Lagos, dial in at 516 653-9133. Press that one. Join the conversation if you want to talk. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. All right. Yeah, I'm loving that track. It's like we was in the juke joint. You know what I'm saying? That took me back to Life. That movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. And a couple movies, Color Purple. Yeah, you get that feel, you know what I mean? But, yeah, so this is my second show. Welcome, everybody who's listening, and those who aren't, you know, welcome. Silly. But I got a special guest. It's a brother I knew over, I'd say, about at least 20 years, at least. He's a designer, entrepreneur, very well-educated individual, spiritual brother, all-around great guy. And his fashion sense is crazy. So anybody who knows me, you know, I love clothes, and, you know, I'm really into fashion. So if I'm speaking to this dude like that, you know what I mean, he got to be at the top of the line. But I'm going to bring my man on. His name is Keith Moody. He's going to tell you some things about himself, about his company, Keith Moody. And we're going to go from there. Keith, welcome.
Yes, sir.
Yourself.
What's going on, bro?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How you doing?
Excellent, yeah. Man. It's a wonderful time to be alive, bro.
Cool. That's what's up. So tell me, actually, let's first talk about, like, where we met each other. You know what I'm saying? And then you can get into, you know, what you're doing now. How long were you making jewelry? When I met you, you were doing jewelry. And anybody knows I do jewelry. At the time, I wasn't even headed in that direction. And I was just running out 52nd and Market making these creations. And I just didn't think it was something that was in my realm. But, you know, he was the first person I ever saw do this thing. And I guess it was in my subconscious. And it came out later on. But he's going to tell you a little something about what he does. What he did.
Cool.
What was he doing at the time?
Yes, sir. So where you want to take it? I guess 52nd Street.
Yeah, 52nd. You know that.
Okay. Interesting thing, man. I was up there working for the Koreans, one of those little variety shops. You know, when
yeah.
you take the job and you got like 20 occupations,
yeah.
you're the security guard, you're reading
yeah,
cards
yeah.
to people, you're doing whatever.
You're an interpreter.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're the middleman.
So, it was actually this brother named Amil. Shout out to Amil. He approached me one day, and he was like, yo, I guess he was checking me out, whatever, from afar. And he was like, yo, man, he's like, what a cat like you working in a place like this for? I'm like, what you mean? I'm paying bills like everybody else. He
yeah.
was like, no, he says, he was like, listen, man. He said, I see something in you bigger than you working at this place right here. So I said, well, what you got going on? He said, well, I sell jewelry over here. I was like, yeah, stand. So I'm looking at a stand, not really looking at it as a small-scale business. I'm like, you know, it's a little hustle joint I didn't really take serious. So he was like, listen, man, I'm willing to make an offer to you. He says, he said, what if I could pay? No, he asked me, he said, I ain't trying to get in your business, but how much you get paid here? Forgot what it was. You know, this is over 20-plus years ago. So I was like, gave him the number. He was like, listen, man, what if I can get that for you? I was getting paid every week. But he was like, what if I can get that for you in a day? I was like, yeah. He said, listen, man. He said, it's real in the field like that. So I was like, ah, this guy talking crap. So long story short, he was like, listen, man. He says, I ain't no funny style dude. He's like, could I invite you out to dinner? We can go to Big George's. Big George is like a popular restaurant up on the strip.
Yeah,
and I said,
everybody.
We can do that. So we went there. He offered me an opportunity to be a business partner with him. So fast forward the story, I agreed. I left the chink. Bam, went out there the first day, man. We made a stack. For the people who don't know what a stack is, that was $1,000. So I was like,
wow.
Whoa. Yeah, so I looked and I was like, you know, I always been a creative dude, but I was just you know, like, yo, who's doing the jewelry? So he was like, my mom. He was like, yo, you ever do this before? I said, no. I said, I do clothes because, and this to bring the fashion thing into play. I said, I went to school for fashion technology. So he was like, yo, let me introduce you to my mom, man, see if she can show you how to do this thing. So he introduced me to his mom. I caught on to that joint quick. She was like, wow. He said, you do this job better than me. You know what I'm saying? So we started getting it in with that. I brought it up to the strip, and the rest was history, man. They was loving that.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. All right. I want to touch on something because me and you talked about this the other day. This was so long ago. For anybody that doesn't know, I had a drug addiction at one time. And this was during, I guess, the height. Not that there's a height to drug addiction, but this was during one of my during the lows of drug addiction. Before I saw a way out of it, I would see Keith making jewelry, but my mind wasn't in a creative, you know, atmosphere at the time. You know what I'm saying? But I did take notice of it. But years later, fast forward, I say 7-8 years later, I'm in a nightclub. It's a club called Fosfa, for anybody don't know about the Black Lily. I was down there, and a brother named Amoon used to make jewelry for people in the club. And that was my first, what I thought was my first introduction into this, but it wasn't. It was Brother Keith. But it was on a subconscious level, you know, letting those things be done. And I hadn't really, you know, taken notice of because of the, you know, the drug addiction, what I was trying to see through. But anyway, yeah, so we're going to move on. We're going to move the conversation on to what you're doing now with the K. Moody. I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
Key Moody.
Key Moody.
Yeah.
With the Keith.
Yeah.
Key Moody.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. It's funny, though. I'm going to just interject this in there. It's phonetically is actually Key Moody. But, you know, like when our people get, you know, we masters at this language. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's not our original language, we took it and made a language inside of a language. So I say that to say that when people see the brand and they read it, they said Kamudi, and I was like, yo, I said, damn, that kind of it comes off your tongue better,
like,
than
Kamudi. Like a native language.
Exactly.
Like a native.
Exactly. Like,
when
you know,
I would say it like that, and I was like, yo, the bull is so deep, even down to your logo.
Exactly.
Don't you even talk about that too? Tell them about that too.
Yeah, we'll get into that, but yeah, I wanted to bring that in because I know a lot of people do that, so don't feel bad. You know, like, I mean, that's what we do. Like, people like Gucci or Polo, you know, most of us will say, yo, I got that low on, and you know that he's referencing Ralph Lauren Polo.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Rubio.
So that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very catchy. I'm telling you, it's, you know, and I love stuff like that. Now I'm loving. I can't wait to get mine.
Exactly, and I designed it that way because it was like, you know, we had a lot of American. Well, for me, I felt like my name, and I love it. You know what I mean? Because it comes from my family, which is Keith Moody, but it just had more of a American feel to it. So I wanted something that had a little more pizzazz to it. So, you know, there's a lot of thought that went into it. I said, wow, well, wait a minute. Phonetically, the brand still sounds like my name.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part about it. And it sounds like if you went to an island or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
exactly
what you would be.
Exactly. But
you'd
now,
you'd be one name, son of somebody else.
Exactly.
There
you go. And it actually came from the thought process of trying to eliminate, like, the slave name. You know, once you start reaching certain studies, you feel like you want to start incorporating things that liberate you in terms of a free thought process. So I was like, wow, this is perfect right here. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, the name and the logo got an esoteric meaning to it.
Now, I remember that because you would tell me, and it was crazy. I that was one of the first designs that I was doing when I made jewelry. It was that swirl design. And I think I saw it first on your page, on your Facebook page, and it was a natural happening in the sky with that same design. And I'm explaining that.
Now that's deep, because now logos was very significant with us from the very beginning. I mean, that's actually was the first language. So I say that to say that I said, wow, why are most of these European designers so successful with their brand? So after doing extensive research and just paying attention, I realized that they was using a lot of our logos in terms of the Versace head, being the Medusa goddess. You know what I'm saying? Okay. The polo, just all the brands that you can name, they're all related to us. So I was like, yo, so the thing is, I need to come up with a logo that represents us and that can compete with those guys. So,
yeah,
you know, just kept searching and searching, and the swirl just always been present. And, you know, even on ancient ruins, and you can go to India, Egypt, wherever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That genre was just present. And not only that, it's present in nature. So I was like, whoa. This is it. One night it just came to me. I said, yo, that logo with that name, that's the list. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Yo,
that
hey,
was
Keith,
the list. And so now.
Real quick. Hey, Keith, hold on. We're going to get to a track real quick. We're going to hop right back into that. Don't forget the thought process. We're going to hop into it. Play one track and then we'll hop right back in that conversation.
As long as people have to cry, when I see loved ones leaving, saying last goodbyes, I believe these blues are never gonna die. When I see bad things happen to good folks every day, children going hungry with nothing on their plate, I believe these blues won't ever go away. People try to end their troubles by drinking whiskey down, but I believe these blues will always be around. But I can play my song. I can't tell the future, but I sure enough can play my song. And I believe these blues will go on and on and on. Thank you.
Hey, this is the product of Damon Network, and this is the ONE host intern show, and I'm your host, Jimmy Black, in case you didn't know. Are we on the air now from Lagos? If you want to dial in, it's 516-453-9133 and press that 1. Join us in conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We here talking with my man, Keith Moody of Key Moody Design Wear. We'll get back into the logo thing that you were discussing earlier. That was very interesting to me. I knew that. It was back in the day. That's all we talked about when we was young boys. If you had that certain logo on, you know what I mean, that's what it was. You know what I mean? We recognized
exactly.
Yeah, that's in us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and that's the thing. Like you said, it's something that's in us on a DNA level. So, actually, when you peep it, it'll resonate with you, and you won't even know why. You know what I'm saying? Most people, I had some people like, yo, what are you trying to hypnotize me? Or some people would just look and be like, yo, that joint powerful, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's because, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I infused it. I took a lot of time in terms of thinking about that thing, matching, merging the name actually with the symbol, because now with the name, we can also break it down as a, it can serve as an acronym for KI, which means chi, which is life force energy. And then you got the MU, which is short for the muse. And, you know, the muse is the source of all of our inspiration.
Yeah.
And then you
got
the DI, which is short for basically saying how we live in a dualistic society. We live in a realm of the invisible and the visible. So I said, yo, if I can encapsulate that along with that swirl, this thing would be off the chain.
And it is. It is off the chain.
You know what I'm saying? And for the ones who know, you know what I'm saying, they appreciate it and know, like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
And the ones who know, it's like, oh, I like that design. But it's inside.
Exactly.
Subconsciously, they like it for the right reason.
Exactly. My point exactly.
Hey, I want to ask you, what – I seen the jacket. I seen the belt. Like, what are you doing? You doing glasses too, hats or what?
Yeah, I'm actually dabbling in all that. I mean, it's ranging right now from hats. I have glasses. I'm currently doing sneakers. Shoes.
Yeah, I've seen the shoes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
jacket.
I've seen the shoes.
Yeah, but because I was like a one man show for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're starting to pick up, like, with a few people that's jumping in and kind of, part of the team.
I'm jumping in.
I'm sorry, what you say?
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, you already know how we did. Like I said, from when I first saw you up the strip, man, that just to reiterate when we talk about the top of the conversation, it's like, yo, this dude come through, and you got the perfect name, Jimmy Black. You know what I'm saying? It's to his style. He come through. So I was like, whoa. Man, you know, I had somebody come up to me one day, this girl, and she was like, listen, you know that dark complected guy that be wearing them different kind of clothes? I said, I don't know him, but I seen him. She said, yo, you and him, y'all stand out up here in 50 seconds. She, y'all different. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
So I say that to say, it's amazing. Here it is. We 20, probably 25 years later. And here it is,
past.
You know, you doing your thing. You're doing your thing, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Thank you.
Right,
yeah, you are great, man. I wish this was a video show because you guys need to see the stuff that this man creates, yo. But you can see it.
Well, yeah, they will. Right now, currently the online store is under construction. I mean, I got some new models coming in, and we formatting the layout of the store and all that. So that's why if you were to go to the link right now, it'll just let you know that we're under construction, but I'm definitely going to let the people know when we back up and running via social media, be taking out ads and things of that nature.
That's what's up. I can't wait. I ain't going to hold y'all, and I ain't saying this for the radio. The shit is hot. But we got a caller right now on cue. We're going to take this caller. Caller?
Hey, Jimmy Black. It's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Yo, what's up, Jerry?
How you doing,
baby? How you doing tonight?
Just wanted to call in and say hello to you and your guest.
That's what's up. This one, it's a good friend of mine, Jerry, Keith Moody. Keith Moody, Jerry.
How you doing, Jerry?
Moody's here for a long time. So I know Jerry just as long.
Good stuff.
What you guys think?
I love what I'm hearing. I just wanted to call in and say hello. I love what I'm hearing, and I'm relaxing, and I thought, I don't want to miss your show, honey.
There you go. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for calling in. Always appreciate it. I want you to call back, too, if you can, or maybe stay on the line. We're going to touch on some topics a little later on. You know, you might want to definitely kick in on. I don't know if you can get back
on. Don't worry. I'm here.
That's what's up. I was going to say, Keith, so you said you do glasses, hats. You do jeans
belt.
Too?
Yeah, jeans, everything. I'm trying to cover everything, man. You know what I mean? Basically, just try to pattern off of everything that you see me. You know, I'm probably one of the first models where I like wear my samples just to get the reaction from the people. So everything that I'm wearing, you know, head to toe, is basically what it'd be represented in the brand. And I'm not forgetting the ladies either. Just take time right now.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
You got daughters. You can't forget the ladies. You know what I mean?
Exactly. The ladies, the kids, all of them, man. I got you.
That's what's up. What we're going to do is we're going to switch topics. We're going to get on to this this pandemic thing. I want to say something, right? People think that like the government is like on anything can be corrupt. You know, understand like anything can crumble. America does not have to be here forever. Like people think, you know, America is this thing that has to always be here. It doesn't. I used to sell mattresses, and one of the things we used to do, I used to work for mattress giant. Anybody's familiar with those people? We used to have some very expensive mattresses there, you know, something like maybe $10,000, you know, at maybe the highest or something like that. So one of the hustles was you had somebody come in, lay them on a soft mattress, and they would love it. And then you tell them the price. How much is that? $10,000. Ooh, I really wasn't trying to spend that much. Okay, come here. You take them and you sit them on a nice firm mattress. You know something they're not going to like, but it's $8,000. They, that's okay. I like the other one better, but that's low on my range. Come here. You sit them on a $5,000 bed. Very soft. They'll buy it every time, right? Now, we had Donald Trump in office. Something I thought about the other day. He's the only president, I believe, who wasn't a politician, aside from Ronald Reagan. He was a politician, at least maybe a governor or mayor somewhere. But he stepped in just because the TV show, if he'd had a TV show, I don't think he would have been president. But he steps in and he does everything wrong. He does so many things wrong that we forgot some of the things that he did wrong. Bill Clinton did one thing, you know, obviously wrong. George Bush, he was a C-minus president or whatever. Then you got Donald Trump. I mean, like he is, it's like he was doing stuff on purpose. I mean, of course he was doing it on purpose, but he was so bad. It was like a TV show. You understand what I'm saying? Like, how can you be this bad? And then we have Joe Biden who comes in and he just changes the whole parameter of the whole situation. Now, my thing is, Donald Trump dropped the ball with the coronavirus. Then this guy comes in and tells everybody that they have to take this remedy for the coronavirus before the summer's over. So I'm getting everybody. It's like now he comes in with a whole new slate. You understand what I'm saying? Like as if the first guy was so bad that we have to listen to Biden. You understand what I'm saying? Because Biden seems like he makes perfect sense as to the choice that we had before. It's a bait and switch. So now we're all going to listen to Biden. We're going to take this little virus antidote, and we're all going to be, you know, whatever happens. I don't want to predict anything negative, but, you know. What do y'all think about that?
It's deep. I mean, politics is what it is. I mean, unfortunately, we can't avoid it. You know what I'm saying? We end this thing, but we got a choice not to be of it. For me personally, I try to govern my own situation, you know what I'm saying? So I can honestly say, like, you know, none of those presidents that they always tried to do that bait and switch thing ever affected me personally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I say that to say, like, yo, we get, that's the thing. They get us caught up in the end of that. And by us participating our energy in it, we fueling that joint. We giving life to it.
You told me that the other day.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. So the same way that we give life to them, we can just ignore them and they can go away just like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they run the same game. If you look at it, every president that they had, they always got to play the good cop and the bad cop. And then
yeah,
when the next one comes through.
Yes, they do. This is just the worst good guy, bad guy scenario. That's why it's annoying me. That's why I was talking about it. You understand? It's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then they wanna, the new guy always going to be the Messiah. But then at the end of the day, when you look at it, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I love the fact that Obama came through on an imagery effect. But as far as, like,
yeah,
yo, he didn't do anything
nothing
for us.
Changed.
You know what I'm saying? If you ask
nothing,
me,
nothing
he helped out more the gay community than anything.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's what that was his goal.
Yeah.
And actually, what it did,
that
it,
was
it maybe
twist.
Gave us black pride. It gave us pride, which was, you
I
know,
mean,
that
like I
one.
Said, for imagery effect, you know what I mean? It was reminiscent of the time when we was royal. I mean, we still royal, but where we was actually, they was recognizing us as that.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
Got
so
you.
To see him and to see that, you know, dark complected, beautiful woman or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But that imagery effect was phenomenal, man.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, before we hop in there, we're going to go spin this track real quick. I know you were going to have something to say. We're going to get right back to you, Jerry. I heard. Did you say something just now? Yeah.
Baby, you purr like a kitty cat. Now I feel them claws scratching down my back. It ain't right. There ain't no way to act. I said, you should be ashamed treating me like that. We'll be right back.
This is the product of Damon Network, and this is the OME Host Intern Show, and I'm your host with the most, Jimmy Black. On the air now from Lagos, you can dial in, still time, 516-453-9133. Press that 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. All right, Keith, I wanted to ask you a question. Did you know that, I'm not sure what college it was, but they had some college kids in Philly, giving out coronavirus shots. Did you know that?
No.
Somewhere. Look it up. Yes, I'm Googling it. I forgot. I got part of the story here. But they said a couple of...
What you mean when you say giving out? They were testing
people? I guess they had
been
giving out the virus antidote or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They having doctors do it. Huh?
What you mean, the vaccine or the testing?
Yeah, the vaccine. Yeah, the actual vaccine. Had them giving it out instead of real doctors doing it, right? So,
there you go.
This is the company was messing it up. A couple of kids were messing it up. They said the company hired is a 22-year-old CO. He was stealing some of it. He had put some up to the side for himself, I guess, for private sale. I'm not sure. But it's crazy. Yeah, but, looking through the story, you know what I mean? Check it out.
Yeah.
But
just off of what you're telling me, it seemed like they just looking for justification. So when that poison hit and it go left field, you know what I mean? Then
somebody
they can say, hey, it's because of those rookies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because why would they do that? Who would do that? That's so silly.
Well, they need them, the fall guys. I call them the fall guys.
Yeah, that's what they are. You're right. Yeah, okay, we would switch topics. Something else we would discuss another day. We're going to get into technology, the positives and the negatives of times we're living in. Some say they're beautiful, you know what I mean? Some say they're ugly. So I'm on the fence a little bit myself. Speaking on me and Keith, we're like the same age range. I'm 48, born in 1972. You know, some people call me old head. But when I look at the things we had, like, you know, the technology, the knowledge that we were given or had access to, and what these kids have now, it's like it's going to be a detriment to society soon, I believe, if it's not already. You know what I mean? I remember I was incarcerated for a little bit. When I got out of jail, I had I was coming from California, and I had an iPad, a little iPod, and my daughter, and I'm thinking my daughter was she had to be about maybe three or four probably, and I'm thinking I had to show her, you know, how to work it or, you know, how to put a video on for her, and she was like, oh, I got this. You know what I mean? And she just went at it, and it was like, wow, it's just amazing to see, it's like that's their toys now. You understand what I'm saying? But to us, it was such a, you know, when you got a cell phone, it was like, yes! You know what I mean? That meant something. Now it's just like nothing. It's a toy to these kids. Like, you think kids should have cell phones at the ages that they get them now?
That was for me?
Yeah. We don't want to see it. Jerry had to
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the technology, it's funny how they do that, man, because I like to reference it as Back to the Future, if you can understand that. Exactly.
Gotcha.
So I say that to say, like, the reason why a lot of these our children can pick up on this so-called new technology, because it's not new. You know what I'm saying? That, again, is encoded in their DNA. I mean, they got stuff that's on the wall written in Kemet where they had technology where they can, we would call cell phones right now, and helicopters and, you know,
yeah,
all these apparatus, man.
Jets and
planes.
Yeah,
so all that stuff
like
is
that.
It's not new. You know what I mean? They got the stuff that they given us. Is like 100 years back. They got some other shit 100 years out, that'll blow your mind, like nanotechnology, where it's so small, whereas though it'll appear like a person or a machine is just appearing before your eyes, but it's actually mechanical
little
technology
robot
that's just working.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
I
to mean, you, you looking like, yo, this mother just appeared. But no, there's something
yeah
actually there working. You know,
it
when we're talking
already
about nanotechnology, you're talking about, I think nano is like probably smaller than atoms. So you can't even see this joint, but yet that's the technology that you're on, brother. It's like real scary times, but it's beautiful at the same time because it's reminding us of stuff that we showed them. So now they're using our stuff against us.
Wow. Hey, we got a caller. We're going to see who this is. Your caller?
Hey, peace, peace. How you doing?
What's up, Dave? Who's good this, man? Who you are and where you calling from?
Yeah, this is a Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. I'm a fellow host of yours. Actually, my show comes on next week.
I heard you spoke on the phone, and I heard you speak to a lot of people. What you got to say tonight? Welcome.
Well, I'm definitely enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Man, so many subjects. I want to say much respect to your special honored guest. Love the fact that you're taking time to not only go in business for yourself, to go into that creativity and especially with the last question that you posed. My biggest issue with today's technology, especially when it comes to these PlayStation games and things like that, and just like you, Jimmy Black, I am also considered a young head, even though I'm 53 years young.
Yeah, no doubt.
What's so unique about it is we had a lot more use of our mind, and because we had to create a lot of the toys and stuff like that. When you know, again, I remember the original Atari. You know, you did all you had was just two dots, and you just heard the beat. Nowadays, you can actually see images of Venus, Serena, and their opponents. You get what I'm saying? And it's good on one hand, but the most creative tool that we was given by Mother Nature and Father Time is our ability to use our imagination. And
you're right.
It also with some of these games, such as what was that? I really hate this one. What, the Grand Theft Auto? it's making our children primarily desensitized. So when they're looking at what appear to be real shots, they're hearing real shots. They're seeing blood splatter. They're seeing, you know, arterial spray. You get what I'm saying? So when they walk out and it happens in real life, they're losing their soul. They don't have no feeling. They have
you're
no
right,
feeling.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
And
that was the plan right there, man. Like
you
said, brother.
Now, they don't know what to do with it.
Yep.
No doubt. But I have hope that so long that I'm here and many others here that haven't sold our soul for anything, man. You know, we as soul people are very unique because we have the ability to not only survive the hell that we've been in many different times, but the good thing about having the soul, we still have the ability to overcome any and all obstacles that's been placed in our way. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. They keep trying, right? And we keep coming through.
Hey, we still
indeed
here.
That shows and proves who and what we are, because regardless of whatever they tried, we still here. So that's
still
the evil ones in any and all forms that, you know, they can try all they want to. How can you get rid of someone that predated you, that was here before the beginning, and will be here when it ends and restart again?
That's deep that you put it like that. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful,
brother.
Well, brothers, man. I appreciate you.
He just described the definition of God, you know, the generator, the operator, and the destroyer. That's what we've been doing.
Yes, indeed, man. Love y'all energy. I feel both of your energy. Really, really enjoying the show, man. And trust me, I'm a proud supporter of your endeavors. Okay.
Thank you,
brother.
Yo, yeah. So, so back to the technology, man. Brother, man, that was beautiful, Brother Hooney. I appreciate you calling in, man. I like that. I like that. I wish you could have touched on all the topics, but I'm glad you said what he said. That was nice, man. Home run. Getting back into this technology thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The access, okay. I remember when I was a young boy, I had a friend of mine named Bruce. That's my homie. He's got reconnected back on Facebook. But I used to go to his pop's crib. His pop was he was a bachelor, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he had his little nudie magazines around, you know, and he gave Bruce this freedom that I didn't have in my house, you know what I'm saying? So I'll go to Bruce's crib, and, you know, he's like, yo, you want to see some magazines? You know what I mean? So we watch that little Playboy magazine, little Hustle magazine. You had your own, too. You ain't got to share, you know what I'm saying? So that was the limit to our, you know, to our sexual experiences. You understand what I'm saying? But now these kids can, like, you know what I'm saying? They hear something at school, or a friend send them something, or show them something, or just tell them a word, and they can type this thing in, man, and see it. I can't imagine having that kind of access to just anything. You understand what I'm saying? YouTube blew my mind when I was in California. I'm like, what's this YouTube? And I'm looking, and you know what I'm saying? I can just type something in and watch it. So as an adult, you know what I'm saying? So I can imagine, you know, I'd be going crazy as a child. What you think about that, Keith? Like, could you handle that as a kid, man?
Well, with me, I mean, the first obvious blow and shock is that, wow, you're looking at it like we compare it to our upbringing, which is, I think, is the first mistake, if you will. Because, you know what I mean, we in a different time and space. The children that's coming through now are, like, considered the rainbow or crystal children. So they operate on a different frequency as us. So now, when they're being, I believe, like this, first and foremost, the Most High doesn't make any mistakes. You know what I mean? So I say that to say I always try to look at the optimistic approach to it. So when they are exposed to, like, this technology, especially, like you said, some of our children get exposed to porn, and we like, oh, my God, what the hell is going on? This is crazy. But I was like, wait a minute. Being as though that, you know what I'm saying, we tap in on the spiritual side, I said, hold up. Now, when we deal with sex, the only problem with sex in the Western society is that we're not taught about it correctly. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Sex deals with a lot of energy. You know what I'm saying? That nobody teaches about. Most of us got our shit via magazines or your boys or the girls out in the street. And it's just, you know, it's more physical. You don't tap into, sexual energy can arouse kundalini and your chakras and things of that nature. So I said, whoa, wait a minute. What if our children today are being exposed to it on purpose? So it can activate that energy. It's our job to help them cultivate it in the right direction.
Okay. Okay.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Deep.
Because they're going to get in it anyway. It's just that they getting into it at a faster rate than we did. So it's blowing our mind because we comparing it to our old paradigm.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't want to sound like a dinosaur because like every generation has that. Because you ever think how generations say, oh, these kids. And I never thought
exactly.
I would say that.
So now you sound like your parent. Now you sound like your parent.
Like that rock and roll. Hey, but look, keep going to this last track, man. We're going to get to this last track, and then we're going to come back and have some more convo real quick, all right? DJ.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Because you're mine. No, I can't stand.
the things you do. About the things you do. I ain't lying. No. You know I love you. I love you anyhow. I don't care if you don't want me. Say I'm yours right now. Oh, I put a spell on you. Yeah, I put a spell on you.
All right. That is the soundtrack of our lives, Chrisstone, Kingfish, Ingram. That is a classic. I've always loved that song. I actually watched the video one time. This dude is deep, man. You got to see his performances on YouTube. Crazy dude, man. Real, he got a bone in his nose, I think, if I'm mistaken. It was wild shit. But anyway, we got another caller. Caller three.
Hey. What's going on,
hey,
Jimmy Black?
Who's this I'm speaking with?
The boy better known as Will of God, you know, man, Cole Billy.
Okay, what's up there, brother? Where you calling from? You silly all day, right?
Am I? I'm one of the leaders of Philly. I'm like that boy that's the leader for the new Eagles chant that came out. That's me on WIP 94.1 and Sam Angel Fatality Show. And I'm a problem. I can't even get inside this damn U-Haul truck. This is some bull crap right here, man. You know, you get a U-Haul truck and then the damn thing get frozen and you can't get inside. Thank God I kept the door unlocked because the key was not working.
It's that kind of cold outside. It's that kind of cold outside.
I'm over here shoveling snow as I speak because my damn 45-inch snowblower broke down. And now I can't even find my damn shovel. What the hell's going on here? But yeah, man. Yo, you got a show going on, man. This dude, what made you pick this topic?
Oh, which topic? We all over the place.
I could tell because y'all killing the game. So I'm saying, on top of the pandemic and all this whole stuff, like, you just like saying, yo, man, if y'all can't read between the lines, you's a dummy. I'm just saying.
There you go. It's a lot going on.
Yo, man, but, yo, I'm happy you're still here, man. You know what I mean? Because things are turning sideways in America. And if one day, I think, we're going to be looking like grapefruit without no sugar on top. Now, I don't know if y'all people out there like grapefruit without sugar.
You
can't eat grapefruit without no damn sugar.
I can't.
Shut up! But, yo, man, back to common decency. What do you think we should do?
Like Brother Keith was saying, like sometimes you gotta let things go the way they gonna go. You know what I mean? Like, God, it's in God's hands. Do what you can do for your house. You know what I mean? Try to make a difference in your neighborhood or whatever.
See, the thing that I'm having a problem with is, and I don't think anybody really realizes it yet, but you have principalities, you have all these different demons popping out, and they all inside of the kids' new PlayStation 5, probably the 6 coming out, the Xboxes, and you know when you play a game and you got to start all over again, I believe they be putting different seances inside of some of them games, especially the, you know, special games that, you know, that everybody watching or want to fall in love with, such as Fortnite.
Yeah.
God knows what the hell they put in there because they got some new celebrity MC guy as a leader for it, and the kids are so captivated. So somebody told me, if you see too much of something, that could be a problem. If you see too much of something on TV, or you see too much of something on the new, or you hear too much of something, why are they giving us, the people, that much information where we pull the fall in line and say, oh, I need that to survive. I need, and we so captivated that we forget about the major part of life, which is history, ourselves, learning to make sure that we have education, making sure our kids don't become SpongeBob SquarePants, best known as loving the opposite sex, learning, making sure that our kids evolve and teach the new kids on the block that they got respect. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff is out there. And it's freaking me out because I'm like, and the new generation is, now you can say, hey, I'm a grandma. Well, damn, how old are you? Oh, I'm just 35, or I'm just 25, or I possibly could be. And then as soon as we hear some girl come up to and say, yo, I'm a grandma, I'm like, well, how old are you? I'm 21. Nigga, what?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Keith, what you think about that?
You know what I'm talking about?
You got grandkids, right?
No, I ain't got none. Thank God for God.
Hey, Keith.
Yo.
You got grandkids, right?
Yeah, I got one. Grandson, 11 months, man.
He's beautiful. He's a beautiful kid, man.
Hey,
but
listen. Listen, I wanted to interject what the brother was saying, man. He on point with his observations and the things that he brought up. But I want to bring it back to, I don't know if the audience could hear that song that was playing. It was a blues track by a brother named Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And it's called I Put a Spell on You. Now, and it's interesting that they play that particular track while we having this type of conversation because it kind of brings everything forefront. Meaning that these guys, the Europeans, have taken what they deem or call magic or hoodoo or our African spirituality, and they using that shit on us. You know what I mean? And like he said, with the games, of course they put in subliminal messages in those games. They've been doing it ever since they came up with the motion picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They figured out a way where they could kind of, you know, slide in little messages where you sitting in the theater and all of a sudden you're like, yo, man, I want to get some popcorn. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's get some hot dogs. You're not even hungry. But you're talking about getting a hot dog. And you done spent about $30 in the joint. And you said, well, how the fuck? Because if they using You know what I mean? Our African spirituality is the true technology, not the shit that they're giving us now. You know what I mean? You got to go within and incorporate that stuff. That's how we win.
That's crazy. Hey, look, we're going to get into that was great hearing from everybody. My man, thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah. So my credit actually was trying to
do this. Nah, Keith. Thank you for joining in, man, making the great interview. This was awesome. Right now we're gonna let my man finish it out, get into Ngozi time and see what he got to say.
Well, first of all, I wanna thank all the folks that listened tonight. Keith Moody, thank God I, you know, had this rated PG-13 with one F word. So you remember that one F word makes it PG-13. First of all, what an outstanding show for my intern tonight, and dealing with the subliminal messages. You know, do you know where your children are right now? Do you have parental controls on your internet, Jimmy Black? When you know what they're doing, I can see. My son's in college. I have to deal with it. But when he was in high school, what's that, bro? Hey, bro, what's that? What you mean, Dad? No, I see what you're doing, bro. Turn it off, bro. I was always on top of my son. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't that type of party in my house. Do you know what your children are doing? Do you know where your children are right now? So that's what I have to say. If you don't understand what I'm saying, then you are illiterate and need to go back to school, or back to kindergarten, and go through the 12th grade through miseducation. Tomorrow night on these all these stations, we have Wajet Mental Hotel, our ambassador, A&M University. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Standard time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is on the Deli and Ngozi Enterprises, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Time, Taiwan at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, on the Deli and Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus, on the Deli and Malaywa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the O&E Host Intern Show, as well as the Historic Determinant Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole de lay. That goes for mygmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Deli Malaywa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Also, BKA, your honeybee, Olaski on turntables 1 and 2 for you, and especially you. I'm glad everyone, you know, enjoy Chris Tone, King Fish, Ingram tonight, you know, do the blues, man. That's what me and, you know, my man Jim do all the time. Also, I want to send a special shout out to the people who called in tonight and their various shows. The Jerry Petito Show, you know, of course, you know, it's Jerry Petito. And then, of course, we were worried about, you know, the master man, you know, Huni Bakatun, okay, Honey B. Olasky, and, of course, Merc City, me, as well as Will of God and Too Thorough in your area, okay? You know, that sounds like Merc City. But anyway, thank you all for calling tonight to this wonderful, wonderful platform. Jimmy Black, thank you for choosing O&E for your mentor, you know, opportunities. And for the next 2 minutes in this program, the wonderful Jimmy. That's Philly in the house.
All right. That's what's up. Thank you, DJ Oladski. Spinning that blues, the blues that we use. You know what I'm saying? Keith. Brother Keith, you still there? Are we going to close this thing out? Okay, you still there? All right. Yeah, I want to thank you, man, for making this thing what it was, you know what I'm saying, and more than what I expected it to be. You are a man, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see you. We're going to work on this thing we just talked about. Thanks again for the interview, for the knowledge, for the understanding. And it ain't the only interview. We're going to bring you back, you know, because we got more to talk about. But
yes,
I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you all for tuning in, those who tuned in. Those who didn't, you know, God bless you. But everybody have a good night. Be loved.